now to continue with our tour of the constituencies. And I want to firstly go to what is, I believe, the largest constituency in terms of territory and miles to cover for canvassers, which is in Donegal, where Pierce is talking to us from tonight. And I want to talk to John McAteer, editor of the Tyrconnell Tribune. Good afternoon, or good evening, I should say, John.
Good evening, Katie.
John, nominations closed today. How many will be on the ballot paper in Donegal, and who will pose a threat to the outgoing deputies?
Well, we have 13 candidates at the close of nomination, which is down three on the last time. Fianna Fáil has two, Pat the Cope Gallagher, Charlie McConlogue. Fine Gael has two, Deputy Joe McEwen, Martin Harley. Sinn Féin's two are Pierce Doherty and Patrick McLaughlin. Then you have Inter with Mary T. Sweeney, and you have Michael White with the Greens, and the rest are all independents, and they are Thomas Pringle, who's a sitting TD, you have Arthur Desmond McGuinness, you have John O'Donnell, Peter Casey, and Niall McConnell. That makes up the 13 candidates.
And am I right, is there just one woman in that 13, John?
Just one woman, Mary T. Sweeney, running for Inter. And they ran a number of candidates at the local elections in their first outing. Now, this is a very, very big constituency, as you say, one of the biggest, probably the biggest in Ireland. There's over 480,000 hectares. And to put it in context, from Malin Head to Lahey is 120 kilometres. And likewise, from Lifford Bridge to Glencolum Kill is about 100 kilometres. So it is quite massive. We have a population of about 160,000 in the county. And our election, we're likely to see about 75,000 voting out of a possible 120,000 plus electorate.
Okay. Let's go through the big hitters there. You have the senior minister, Joe McHugh, Minister for Education. How is Fine Gael doing up there for this election?
Well, ironically, tonight we're just talking probably a night too early, because your colleagues in TG Cahir are bringing out a poll on their main evening news at 7 o'clock tomorrow evening. All parties up here at the moment, the election is very, very slow. The issues are very clear. And listening to Michael Darcy there, I must live in a different world entirely, because I live in the rural heartland of Donegal, where there's a huge farm crisis, where producers are losing 57 cent a kilo on cattle, where we have 9,200 farmers. Rural depopulation is a big issue in Donegal. Mica redress is probably affecting Donegal more than any other county. And today, with the central bank confirming that it cannot instruct their banks or financial institutions to support families and meeting the 10% contribution for the Mica Restoration Fund, this is going to cause a major problem.
Okay, I'll move you along though, and we'll get to the actual the five seats that are up for grabs. Any danger? Is Joe McHugh in any danger there?
If Joe McHugh is in danger, then Fine Gael will be facing the same type of meltdown that Fianna Fáil was hit with in 2011. I would call it that Charlie McConlogue of Fianna Fáil and Pierce Doherty will be battling for the top of the poll. And I'm sure you'll love to hear that, Pierce. Pat the Cope Gallagher, the last Tim Collier, strong possibility of him retaining his seat. Joe McHugh, people will say he's in danger, but he has delivered for Donegal to a great extent. And as I said earlier this week, the time frame between announcing the delivery and the actual coming on stream could be 3 to 4 years. The candidate most at risk here, in my opinion, is Thomas Pringle. He's an independent. He got in last time with 8.5% of the vote, because Sinn Féin got their strategy all wrong. There are three candidates. They polled 27.5% of the vote, as opposed to Thomas Pringle taking just under 8.5%. So I do feel that Thomas Pringle's seat is under severe pressure from Senator Patrick McLaughlin. And,
because, of course, Sinn Féin are just going with the two candidates this time.
Sinn Féin is just going with the two candidates, but you have two unknown factors here. You have Peter Casey, who name recognition is a big thing. Everybody knows who he is. He's an unknown factor. He lives up on the Inishowen Peninsula. He did extremely well at the presidential election. You have the other imponderable is Councillor John O'Donnell, who topped the poll in his own electoral area at the local elections, who could be seen. He's in Joe McHugh's backyard. He poses a threat.
He's the councillor who appeared in the Primetime Investigates documentary.
Indeed. And he is,
and
he is
was
very,
sanctioned
very,
by
well
the SIPO in relation to that matter.
Absolutely, but that hasn't
didn't do him any harm.
Not at all, because John O'Donnell, there's an old traditional independent Fianna Fáil vote here in Donegal. John O'Donnell will be tapping into a lot of that, and that could see a base of anything close to 5,000 for him. And if it does, if he's anywhere near that, then other candidates will be in danger, because, as I say, Joe McHugh is his closest contender. Mm-hmm. And it remains to be seen if he affects McHugh's vote. If he does, then McHugh could be vulnerable. But I personally don't see it.
Okay. So you think it's the four incumbents with Thomas Pringle the most vulnerable, but it could well return the same five TDs as 2016.
Just based on the results of 2016, Fianna Fáil at 31%, Sinn Féin 27.5%, Independence 25.5%, Fine Gael short of 15.5%, the Greens on half of 1%. Now, based on that figure, it should be a battle between Senator Patrick McLaughlin and Thomas Pringle, but we're seeing that ahead of
we might have all that turned into set when we see
well
the poll
indeed.
Tomorrow. Okay, John McAteer from the Tyrconnell Tribune, thank you so much for that. And I want to go now to the other end of the country and to a constituency that's very close to my own heart. Deirdre Walsh of Radio Kerry, good evening to you.
Hi Katie, good to talk to you.
Okay, Deirdre, what is the lie of the land in Kerry? It's a five-seater, of course, now.
It's a five-seater and the nominations close at 12 noon today. No huge surprises, 13 candidates running. A lot of us wondered if a third Healy Ray might come out of the woodwork at the last minute, which is, of course, what happened the last time. They sprung a surprise on us and Danny Healy Ray was added to the ticket very late in the game. But no major surprises, just two Healy Rays, two Fine Gael, three Fianna Fáil, one each for Sinn Féin, the Greens, AIM 2, and a few independents that hadn't so far, that we hadn't heard too much about, declared as well earlier today.
So let's go back over those then. The two Healy Rays, are they safe as houses?
They are. They'd hate me to say that, of course, but I think there's absolutely no fear of them. I mean, when you consider the massive vote they got the last time, between the two of them, nearly 30,000 votes, there's no fear of them. I don't see that dropping in any shape or form, maybe dropping slightly, but I think there's no fear of the two of them.
And then Fianna Fáil, obviously, feeling positive or feeling optimistic with three candidates declared now.
Yeah, Fianna Fáil has three candidates. They have two female candidates, Norma Foley, who comes from Tralee, and
she's Dennis Foley's daughter, isn't she?
Who is Dennis Foley's daughter, and Norma Moriarty, who's also a sitting county councillor, and she's from Waterville, right down the other end of the constituency. And of course, you have the sitting Fianna Fáil TD, John Brazel. So there's a lot of speculation about what could happen there. Fianna Fáil has one seat. A lot of people think that they're in with a great chance of picking up a second seat. And the smart money is on Norma Foley to pick up that second seat, and some people even think she might retain the Fianna Fáil seat and there could be a change of the guard. It could be at the expense of John Brazel, but it's very likely that Fianna Fáil could gain two here, and that is because Martin Ferris is not on the ticket, and there's no Labour candidate, Katie, for the first time in 87 years, would you believe, which must be very hard for somebody like Dick Spring to ponder on, but the fact that there's nobody from Labour on the ticket means it's all to play for the last seat.
Yeah, and of course both Ferris and the Spring dynasty would have been soaking up a lot of those votes around Tralee, and they're now going to be up for grabs.
Indeed, and you have Pat Daly, the Sinn Féin candidate, who is from Tralee, very strong candidate, running a very strong campaign. A lot of people think that the Sinn Féin vote might collapse because a lot of it was a personal Martin Ferris vote. I don't agree with that at all. I think Pat Daly will surprise a lot of people. His biggest problem really is his profile outside of Tralee, but I think he's in with a great chance. But if I was to call it, I would say that you could see that last seat going to either a second Fianna Fáil candidate or perhaps Pat Daly.
And Brendan Griffin, no danger there?
I don't think so. I mean, unless the Fine Gael vote completely collapses nationally, I mean, remember what happened to Jimmy Deanahan the last time, who was Jimmy Deanahan, who had a career as a minister as well. And this time, of course, Brendan Griffin is a junior minister too in the Department of Tourism and Sport. €25 million, Katie, in regional and local road funding was pulled out of the back of the couch earlier this week. There was a lot of big announcements of funding coming from Fine Gael, the Fine Gael government earlier this week. None of that will do Brendan Griffin any harm, I think.
I certainly will not. Deirdre Walsh from Radio Kerry, thank you so much for that update, and we will wait with bated breath for those ballot boxes to be open on the day of the count. I should go, before you go, Deirdre, the other candidates on the ticket there.
The other candidates on the ticket, we've got Cleo Murphy from the Green Party. She ran the local elections and, you know, didn't get a seat but polled quite respectably. We also have Sonny Forn from AIN2, and today declared, independents that declared today were John Bowler from Camp, who's running for the Irish Freedom Party. And you also have Ted Cronin running independent, and Sean O'Leary from Kerry Pike in County Cork, who's also running independent, and I believe he's running in all five Cork constituencies as well.
Okay, Deirdre Walsh, we'll leave it there. Thank you for that. A word from the Kingdom this evening, and as I say, we'll wait for those ballot boxes to be open to see what happens there on the day of the count.